September 6, 2013, an angel was born. My sister Alicia kept it a secret from everyone, including me, her best friend. He was born at 7:24 a.m. and weighed 7 pounds and 24 ounces. He looked like a constipated grandpa. His name was George Angel Barragán. I didn't realize that my life would be changed forever. He was born with a bubble of air outside of his lungs, and he also inhaled his own feces, which caused him to stay in the hospital for about 2 weeks. Since I was 12 back then, I wasn't able to see him until he came home. That beautiful baby boy came home, and the first night he slept with me in the living room. I was sleeping in the living room at the time because my sister had moved back into the trailer we had lived in, and it was only 3 bedrooms. So I gave up my room for her and Georgie. In a few months, my sister had confessed to my mom that she wasn't ready to be a mom and signed her rights as his mother over to my parents. After that, she moved out and began a life for herself. Georgie, on the other hand, had no idea what happened, which is obvious since he was only a few months old. At the age of 12, I took the role of being Georgie's mom since my sister had walked out. I was up at 3 a.m. changing diapers, making bottles, and rocking him to sleep. You think at my age it would kill me, but I absolutely loved every moment of it. As he grew up, he became more attached to me and did not want to be without me. To this day, we still do everything together, just a little different. We stay up until 4 a.m. watching our favorite movies together, Incredibles 2. We love the same snacks. He sleeps right next to me every night. That little boy is my best friend. When I turned 18, I sat down and talked to my mom about adopting him and making him my actual son, since everyone already thinks he's my son already. She said yes, but we gotta wait a few years until I get my apartment and my job a little bit more together. I was blessed at an early age to be his aunt, and now I will be blessed to become his mother. That's our story.